Charles. get that final copy letter and then Chelsea get your permit after the building permit tire on. And then we'll put off the.
Well, I get through. For now, are we gonna work on it?
Do you need to get over to the house early tonight or they have?
Yes, I have to. So I can't stay too long tonight.
Right.
Because I almost guessed. I have to leave here at 5:00, 6:00. 6:15, please. He completely agreed with the thought of his not going to Lexington and going to the OBJ. He said, in fact, you ought to know, and he did not want anyone else to notice, that Linda Johnson is not at all well. He's very concerned that he's not gonna live to May 22nd. That's the thing he's really trying to hang on for. And he's talked with Billy about conducting his funeral going through the whole. And his last airplane apparently was really, she's really got to do it.
He worries about the other two, comment on why he was old and why he was not. Well, the circumstances are connected. But those should have only a half hour. I said that I'm sure that would have been so supportive for 4:30. That's right. Be the idea of the role of all.
I don't think he'll go pretty good at the
time. Oh, I know. So let's just learn how we can work a check. Because I don't want to demand it. Obviously, I don't want Bill to know that he's got to get me, just like John Wolfe and the rest of the guys. Understand? I don't want to talk politics. So I want to push Bill over to Mitchell.
I'm sure you want to say that. I'll hear about that a couple of times and you agree to see my plan.
If I get into this, I know what the National Committee all about miserable business that we have. I don't want to get into that sort of thing, but I can go to some big lawyers.
We told him that.
We're going to talk to Mitchell about the city. John Wolfe, right?
Yeah.
John Wolfe raises a question.
You gotta do that. You can't, this is the same, really is a sad situation here. You can't let a guy get to you directly on stuff. And running Berkman or something like that anymore, then you can't let him run Mitchell on the political side.
Sure.
If Wolfe can get to you on the Massachusetts situation,
or the Oregon, and,
or if you're not
Mitchell, I'm sure the same thing is. Right, Mitchell is aware of what you're on.
See your ORC full with the government of the news.
Yeah, what we did, that's just the brief on it. What they did to try and give it some play, which I think is damn good, was that they used as the lead, as the head, they said Kennedy leads Democratic contenders. As a
zero the back,
because that's the news thing. And then it says, but Nixon tops Field or something like that, you know, and then the narrative, he says, President Nixon leads all three Democratic contenders and defeats all three Democratic contenders, but Kennedy has moved into the lead.
All these are with Wallace and
both. And
they did publish it both ways.
I think so, you know. Which also gave us some factual, you know, both. All we need is to get a little bit of wire that we can pick it up and do what we want with it as an ORC poll that was printed rather than something we can put out.
think your meetings now are, this is a very good time that you're meeting with your staff people, to follow up on the economy thing, follow up directly on issues with your other man. Nothing really has come true. It's not very disappointing. We have a mirror with nothing on it.
That's, yeah.
And that, so that means that we really haven't succeeded in getting anything true. Which, of course, is rather abysmal failure if that's the case. If he feels that way, I mean, who's not on front line? There's a question from Seth Hanley. So we have the pragmatic approach to things, and quite guilty of just doing well, even though we do better, and we've done on a lot of fields. I think the domestic field, or see everything we've done, has been a loser. The foreign field, and a few things have kept us up, as you know. Just fighting it out there and kind of talking to the country, honestly. Oh, I must admit that there was a,
it helps to be under attack, though.
What?
It helps to be under attack. Part of our problem now, this period, is that we're really not under attack. We're just under erosion. And we can escalate it to under attack. And it would probably work for the short term.
That's why it's an attack against the other side.
Sure. You'd have to do it. But we could go to a really tight challenge on Laos and force support. And
it's not the time to do it.
But you don't.
No.
You don't make any gains.
That's the thing. No,
you got that short term.
No, you don't need that. No, we're going to play the long haul. And we've now done everything in Cambodia and Laos. And from now on, starting in April and going on through the summer, we're just going to indicate what we've done. And then, take them on. As we go on then, we can bust them a few times. And we've got a hell of a lot. We're going to have a lot to talk about.
Well, I mean, so presumably you've taken your lump sum of the contract and all that.
Well, we hope so. That depends. I think we have. I think actually it's bound to be moving up on an uneven pace. And there's
Stuart Alsop's thesis this week is very unusual that you've moved way out on two limbs and invited your critics to saw both of them on. Which is the war ending.
I'm getting kind of welcome.
Thing is,
what choice you have?
That's the point. But he says that he puts it in good context. Says it that undoubtedly you know more than the funds know, going on that the basis of that knowledge.
Have you been able to get any progress made yet on within this after all this time? This is now March the 16th of the last 60 days to get the staff turned around so they understand some of these things.
Yes,
you get any I think Colson is certainly always understood.
There's any questions that
beyond that.
But I think we've got in with a lot of others
to say very often.
We do with all the
fine office, et cetera.
I think we still need the Rumsfeld effort hasn't produced anything.
That's a dead loser. Well, I think we all know it.
Yeah.
He isn't going to do it. It's a strange reaction here.
So inclined to move him into that
thing. He's got to do something.
You got that done.
Just got planning, and but you got to have a planning and Schultz about everything else. Schultz and Peterson.
Schultz thinks it's a mess.
Schultz and Peterson. Well, Schultz, in this guy, Schultz. so let's draw our, and screw it around, send us that empty staff, all that crap.
No, but you can still take it more than that.
I know, you remember, even though we owe you a problem, right, and obviously we're trying to dismantle that office, but he's gonna go over there as the trade representative, not with, just like it was. I don't want to be sure, I should have seen Metro at least once a week anyway, Bob, we get all, like, for example, I see other Irving and shows every day, and sometimes there is an opportunity for them to see about any more than it was with Henry, if there is at this point. Henry's getting a lot better, you know what I mean, he knows.
Also, we're done, George.
I know, if they know about that, my point is, let's not bother, let's be sure that Kevin, guys, that I really ought to see get in.
All right, I want to catch her automatically now, working in.
Damn right,
I just sort of waited for you to.
I am, I have something got to see.
And even if there's no reason.
John Mitchell's worth seeing once a week, and I go over the politics and get him a look.
All right.
And I've got to see Conley for other reasons. I have to keep him on subtle against our departments. See?
So we should just program a weekly session.
That's right. That's right. Half hour. Clary needs to see.
Okay.
And Irving and Schultz whenever they want. And of course, Chris is whenever he wants. That's about it.
So, time is time.
Oh, sure. You know, but Bill will recommend.
We don't have to.
I want Bill to recommend Mitchell. I just think we've got to get him under Mitchell's wing pretty soon.
Well, maybe we're going to Mitchell sitting today.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I agree. I just don't want this, Bill's a, you know, pretty clever operator. And I don't want him to be up from under Mitchell's wing for 1 minute.
Well, it's clearly understood that he deals with Mitchell and me, and I think when he comes in to see you, Mitchell and I ought to sit in line. And for any problems he raises, he's got to raise it with all of us.
Yeah.
I'm sure you know about
it. I think it'll work out fine, just so we can start on the right basis. You know, because there's actually a tendency for everybody to come in and say, well, gee, I'll go in and decide all these things myself, you know, and I can't do it. I just isn't right to other people for me to go around. I think the controversy with the press, with our enemies and so forth, should occur. I think the press thing should go on right now, and I must say, a close operation against the city of the networks. Cultures and rest. But as far as my going on, and also for that matter, anything, that should come up after we finish Wallace. You know, it'll be
better on the strength. We don't kick when you're deaf.
Well, we did in Cambodia.
Well, we came on hard at the beginning on there.
We came
on set up a contract.
And November 3rd, we kicked when we were weaker. We had to then, you know, in order to reverse the situation, you know, and bad.
That's all right. That was the point there. At least there was no other way.
No, I mean, they could do that or down too.
There was nothing.
But now, we know there's some things coming that are better.
Yeah.
We got a California trip here with that operator.
Right. And that, I understand Mrs. Nixon had. Has some things good, but nothing that's any problem. Said she needs to be good at trying to work it off the grounds. Now, and Erlogan mentioned this morning, he said their Kumbach is ready, willing, and able to take Batman on when we want to turn your race on it. Well, that's kind of Kumbach, you know, he says, take your problems, you can't solve them, let me take them on. I'm not sure he can, but if we're out,
maybe when I'm off here, I'll just get rid of
those. Finch is going to California tomorrow, and he said he was going to try to get Jack to go back with him. So to get Jack out of here, if that'll help you, if you'd rather.
Oh, yes.
I would think it'd be better to get, at least get Jack out.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So Bob's going to, he's got to go to the premise on the St. Patrick's tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he said he's trying to get Jack to come out with him, say we've got some work to do out in California.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, it's not poor Bobby. He's still alive. He can enjoy his jacket. I have a problem for him.
See, Elaine's gonna stay anyway, she's gonna, I know she would, she's squatting down there for a week, and she's gonna be here. Sister gonna go to camp later over the weekend, but if that is gone, I'll just avoid her, that's all there is to us. If she's there, I'll be someplace else, work out.
It's simpler for you though, with Jack Gomes, than it is with Jack Thurman.
When he's here, I gotta be there. You see what I mean, there's a reason, and I can't leave the poor devil sitting there all the time, see. If he can go, that'd be terrific.
Okay, well, Bob said he'd move on that, with Jack, yes.
Bring that this business of what they call a confidence factor that we were speaking about is pretty much related to it.
Lots of Irish.
Right. Everybody claims to be one, whether they are or not.
Well, everything's all set for tonight, huh?
He's getting up to play the piano, and you think he always should go on the stage at once, or how should we do that?
Well, I've got to work out. First, I'll call this show. I walk up with him alone, just he and I, and then the entertainers, and then I'll sit him down. You ready?
Yes, sir.